and rebounded by Stelzer. Throws it out to Armga. Armga explodes to the hoop, scores!
Mix 93 WKMJ. We are talking Michigan Tech men's basketball. Playing really good right now. And Ben Stelzer is in our studio for the first time, right, Ben? I think this is it.
Yep.
Well, you're going to have the way. You can move this wherever you want it. Right on that microphone there. Well, congratulations on a great season right now. We were talking to Coach Kevin Luke last night at the Huskies night out. And I know how pumped up he is the way you guys are playing. And you got to be pretty excited, too.
Yeah, it was a big weekend for the guys and the girls this weekend and playing the right way going forward, so we're excited.
Well, Ben, talk about just the season going on that's going on right now, and obviously you lost Ollie Hader, but you probably weren't sure exactly how things were going to go, yet you guys are sitting here at 11-3. Was that something you guys would have taken if it had been offered 14 games of the year?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, there's a couple of those that we'd like to have back earlier this year. But, I mean, a lot of people sort of doubted us, and we talked about that after last year, losing a couple of key guys and Ali. But guys coming back, we knew we had to work hard and get things together, and we believed we could have this type of season. So it's encouraging.
Talk about your background. You're from Manitowoc, Wisconsin. How did you get recruited to Michigan Tech? How did you end up here?
Mostly through the AAU process, with Coach Luke and Coach Bittner coming, watching many games, many weekends of games, and just coming up here and liking the campus, the education, whole school, and really community feeling.
And so you made the trip up here. You obviously got a chance to meet the teammates and whatever. And how important was it to be a part of a team where you could make a difference right away?
That was key. I mean, coming in, you sort of look for a school, like, you want to be able to win, too. Coming in as an athlete a lot of times. And Coach Luke's a great coach, great coaching staff, and just being a part of this team, I mean, definitely fits my personality and style a lot.
How about, talk about your academics a little bit. You came on your finance major.
Yep.
And how did you get into that, and what made you decide to go into that?
I think the thing that interests me most is just sort of the stock market. I'm still trying to figure out like more what branch of finance. Hopefully they all come within this year. But
you are a senior.
Junior.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I got a little
junior. That's right, you're a junior.
But just sort of like some of the competitiveness of the stock market and that type of deal.
What about brothers and sisters? Any other basketball players in the Stelzer family?
Yeah, my brother's a senior in high school right now in Manitowoc at Roncalli, and then I have a younger sister who's in fifth grade.
Going to be a basketball player too?
Yeah, both of them are playing.
Cool.
Are they getting looks from anybody?
My brother's thinking about playing. He's got some in Wisconsin, some D3 looks.
Mm-hmm.
He's still trying to figure that out.
that's cool. How about who else recruited you out of high school?
I basically narrowed it down like to two, between St. Cloud State in Minnesota and here, but just weighing sort of the pros and cons type deal. Just Michigan Tech took it.
You liked our Husky logo better than theirs? Is that what it was?
Yeah, basically.
Now, how about this season? Obviously, your role has changed a little bit with the added emphasis for offense, with you being a year older, and Coach Luke seems to be, from what we've heard, just tells you, you've got the green light anytime you want. Just put the ball up whenever you feel like you can shoot. Is that true?
Pretty much. he's always encouraged me to shoot more. That's for sure. And how we talked about before, last year with Ali, our style had to sort of change. A little more guard orientated this year and playing through our guards. But, I mean, it's like you see each week, it's everybody contributing. Bigs, guards, each guy's coming in. Seems like a different guy each week.
How is it to play with Austin? Obviously, you guys are both guards, but completely different players. Is it fun to play with a guy like that?
Yes, for sure. Sometimes you just catch yourself just watching them, but usually it can cause some problems, but just exciting to watch him and some of the things he can do offensively and just the type of leader and team player he is.
Ben Stelzer is our guest here from the Michigan Tech men's basketball team on Huskies Drive Time, and a lot has been talked about the last couple of weeks, especially this last week with Kevin Luke and the the change in defense and going from a man-to-man to a zone. And we grilled Coach Luke on it last night at the event, and we wanted to ask you today, what are your thoughts on going from a man-to-man to a zone? How much more difficult is it, or easier is it?
Well, definitely show that it can help us, and it worked. I don't know exactly what he said, but just talking about it with him.
You're nervous about what to say about it because you don't know what he said. You can tell us what you feel, Ben. It's okay.
He's a man guy first.
So yeah, oh, yeah, no sure. question. And
many of us on the team also haven't played a whole lot of zone. But to prove that it can work and that can help us, and I'm sure we'll mix it in going forward. And whatever defense will help us most win games, that's what we'll do.
Has that changed what other teams, how other teams prepare to play you? If they know that you guys can do both, because it's a little scarier knowing that they don't know what you know what you're going to present, maybe. Or
yeah, I think so. It's a little bit of a change up, and teams can't just count on the man all the time. Maybe take a little bit more time during the week going over there. Mm-hmm. There's all in preparations.
Well, it's certainly different, you know, different theories in attacking both different defenses, and you know it because you guys face different defenses as well. And it takes time to prepare for, you know, multiple defenses when you guys have to face that.
Yeah, that coach does a good job with us each week, just preparing us for the week ahead and what we're going to see. But yeah.
How about the week ahead now? You got Wayne State and Saginaw Valley State. You're back on the bus. You got a couple of tough games. You've played down at Wayne State. Always a tough gym to play in for some reason. Just kind of a different feel down there. And obviously a good team that you're going to face as well.
Definitely. We're coming off two big wins. Just got to make sure we really refocus this week. And it's not about 1 week in the season. You just got to keep building on it. And we're going to have two more tough tests, like you just said, starting with Wayne State on Thursday.
How about life on the road? How are the bus trips treating you?
Well, after we got a couple of Ohio trips over, we'll all be a little bit better.
You guys just dread those? I mean, how do you go into that? Do you dread that long bus ride?
Not really. I mean, it definitely gets long at times, but can definitely say I've seen more movies in these past 3 years probably than the first 18 years of my life.
How about the future? What are your plans after you graduate? You got this year and one more here at Tech. What are you thinking?
I'm still working on it, but obviously probably something in the financial field and possibly looking at some intern opportunities this summer, and we'll work with the hopefully APMP program. Mm-hmm. This summer and next year, so we'll get a little more experience with that.
Any thoughts of playing basketball past Michigan Tech?
Thought about it a little bit, but I guess we'll talk about that with Coach after the season.
And what about coaching?
Coaching is definitely a possibility also. Yeah. Something that interests me, and Dad was a coach, so grew up around that, and have coached the boys back home, the Ron Colley boys, these last couple summers.
Nice.
So,
all right, Ben. Well, hey, we appreciate you getting up early. You got to get to class, I know. Hey, what class do you have now? Management?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
All right. How's your time management been going? Pretty good?
Pretty well so far.
That's good. Right. Ben Stelzer, he'll be on the, his name you'll hear quite a bit on Thursday night as we'll have the broadcast with Josh Y right here on Mix 93 WKFJ, taking on Wayne State after the women's game, and then on Saturday afternoon, Saginaw Valley State. Both games are on the road, and we'll have the broadcast for you here on Mix 93. Ben, can't thank you enough. Thanks. Appreciate it, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Ben Stelzer, men's basketball team here on Mix 93. We'll be back with more right after this.